Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist years as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast so far. And check out switchpivotorquit.com for even more personal and professional development resources. But for now, just sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. On this episode of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast, we are going to be talking about taking chances. So many of us get bogged down with the idea of taking chances. That is the big theme when it comes to making a Switch, Pivot, or Quit, because making a Switch, Pivot, or Quit requires action. And to take action, sometimes you have to take chances. And taking chances really is the only way to mix up your life and see potentially the change that you want to see. This episode was already in the making, but I really knew that I had to record it when my story was told and featured by themuse.com today. Now, if you are unfamiliar, themuse.com is a career website. They offer a lot of different resources, so it was especially for people that are looking for change in their careers. So it was definitely a humbling experience to be featured by their website, since this is what they do. They are in the business of helping people usher in change, whether it be from resume writing to career coaching, all these things. So when they featured my story today and told my story, I knew that I had to record this episode for you guys on taking chances, because what they featured was all about me taking a chance. And when I look back, none of this would be possible. I wouldn't even be sitting here speaking to you today if I hadn't, number one, taken a chance, but number two, taken a chance on me. And that is the most important part. Taking a chance on me, my skills, my abilities, what I believed I was capable of doing. And that is really important, because so many of us can get torn down by life, by the people that we know in life, by our former superiors, former bosses or managers and things like that, telling us what we can't do or how we need to step it up or, the expectations we might not be meeting. And when you decide to take a chance on yourself, that says to the world that you're blocking out what they're saying and you're going for it despite everything. And you believe in yourself enough and that much to believe that you can make whatever you are taking a chance on work. That is really, really powerful, and it's also the core of owning who you are. When you own who you are, you're okay with, or let's say you're more comfortable with taking chances. I'm not going to say you're okay with it, because taking chances can be a fearful thing no matter where you are and what stage you're at in your life, but you can become more comfortable with it. So I have a few of, I guess you could say, my tips for you guys on taking chances. And the first one is to be honest with yourself and your emotions behind the chance that you want to take. Really sit down. If you're a person that meditates, meditate on it. If you're a person that doesn't necessarily meditate, but you just have your quiet and an alone time, do that. Do that and allow yourself the time to be honest about the chance that you want to take and about the emotions behind the chance that you want to take. Allow it to all come to the surface. Now, to some of you, this may sound a bit like hokey, like, oh, allow my emotions to come to the surface. But this is real. So many of us spend time going from point to point to point, A to B to C, moving, checking all the boxes, that we don't slow down and take time to really listen to ourselves, to listen to our mind, to listen to our body, to allow our minds to be honest with us, to listen to the internal conversation, and to allow that to be our truth and be real. We are so consumed with the go, 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 go. So this is your time where you need to be honest with yourself. Allow all those true emotions and feelings to come to the surface regarding the chance that you want to take. The next thing is to trust yourself. Trust yourself. Trust your gut. Trust your intuition. Trust your instincts. All of that. Trust yourself. And it may take some time to get to a place where you really trust yourself. But before you get there, you're probably going to have to do that first thing that I said, which is sit with yourself. Allow some real and raw emotions to come up. Allow some things to happen. Allow some thoughts to be heard by you, obviously. Really get clear with yourself. Get honest with yourself so that you can then trust yourself. Next thing that I would recommend for taking a chance is do your research. I'm not saying fly into any chance just with your wings spread wide, you know, head in the sky, this disillusioned idea of what you're getting yourself into. No, be realistic. Do your research. Go through all the scenarios if you need to. Research other people who have done what it may be that you want to do. The internet, Google is there for a reason. It is our BFF because it gives us access to so much information and insight that we otherwise would not have had. So take advantage of it. Research the hell out of this chance that you want to take, whether it be switching careers, whether it be pivoting in your career, whether it be going and taking a investment in a business that you've been propositioned with. Whatever it is, do your research. And also understand the risks. That's the next thing that I want to say to you guys is understand the risks. When you do your research, you'll see what's out there. You'll see what's been done before or what hasn't been done potentially. And it'll bring you to a point where you can better understand the risks. And when you understand the risks, doing some of the other elements like trusting yourself and things like that, it'll become a bit easier because it won't be like you're walking into this blind. You never want to walk into things blind, not fully understanding the scope of what's happening or what you're getting yourself into. So understand the risks. And if you can ask yourself the question, am I okay with these risks? And you say yes, then that just gives you more fuel and ammunition to go ahead and take the chance that you want to take. The next thing that I would suggest is to own your power. Own your power. You have the right to take risks. It may not be the popular thing to do, but that's not to say that it's wrong. So many people are not risk takers in this life. So many people don't take chances in this life. You know why? Because they're fearful. Because they are complacent and they feel comfortable with what they have going on, and they know what taking a chance and taking a risk can bring. It can bring uncertainty. It can absolutely bring fear. It can bring opposition. It can bring all these things that we're definitely conditioned not to invite into our lives on a regular basis. So, of course, a lot of people run from it. But when you own your power, the power that you have to make a decision, the power that you have to take a chance, you really truly feel a different way when you take your chance. Because you're staking a claim, you're making a statement, you're owning your power and you're owning your voice, and you're saying, this is my decision. This is what I am doing. And that right there is one of the most powerful things that you can do in your life, because so often we are used to coasting and going with the flow and flying under the radar. So when you take a chance, it may be highlighted. It may be noticed by other people, but that's fine because you're going to be confident in it. You've sat with yourself. You've been honest with yourself. You're trusting yourself. You've done your research. You understand the risks. And now you're owning your power. So whoever wants to look at you and question your decision, it's okay, because you are in a position where you're owning your power. And one of the last things that I want to share with you is to be deliberate about your chance that you take. And set your intentions. Set your intentions. Know why you're taking this chance. Know what moves you and what motivates you in taking this chance. Be deliberate about it. Be thoughtful about it. Set your intentions with it. When you set positive intentions with something that you want to do and achieve, it just brings things closer in alignment with you, and it makes it just a bit easier for you to achieve what you want to achieve. Now, I use that word easier hesitantly because I'm not saying that taking your chance will be easy. It just helps to line things up better for you. Let's just say that. And the last thing that I want to share about taking chances and my tips for taking chances is don't look at anyone else. Don't look to anyone else. Don't ask anyone for their opinion or their advice. The reason that I say that and I'm so firm in that is because you can share your ideas with people, but don't look for their validation or their approval. Chances are you will not get it. You won't get what you're looking for, especially if you're trying to take a big chance. When we decide that we want to make big changes or take big chances in our lives, a lot of times it makes other people extremely uncomfortable. And it goes back to what I was talking about before, because of fear, because of uncertainty. Most of us are conditioned not to live in that way. So the people that care about you most don't want to see you living in a way that makes them fearful or uncertain. And also, these people that care about you and love you can have some of the best intentions for you, but that does not remove them from having selfish feelings sometimes. Some of the things that you want to do and take a chance on may not line up with what they want to do or what they like or what life has been like with you. Maybe you're thinking about taking a chance and moving to another country. The people that love you most are not necessarily always going to root for you to do that. They may have the best intentions for you and they may care about you, but that doesn't mean that that won't stop them from their own selfish, you know, self-centered ways coming in, creeping in a little bit, and them trying to discourage you from taking the chance and doing what you want to do by potentially moving abroad. Because they love you. They want to see you there. They want to be around you. They want to continue to spend time with you. And they know what you taking this chance will mean for them. It will mean that they won't see you as often. They won't be able to talk to you as often. They won't be able to love on you and hug you and connect with you. So, unfortunately, their advice, their input, their opinion might be guided by their own self-serving reasons. And I think we can all understand that. It may sound like a negative, but I think we can all understand it, because the people that we love, we want to see them and be around them too. But when we decide to take chances, we know that we're doing it for the greater good of ourselves. And that may sound a little bit crazy, like, what? The greater good is supposed to be for the world and the people at large. But no, right now I'm talking about you. Because you can only be your best and serve the greater good if you're serving yourself to the best of your ability, if you're giving yourself everything that you need. And if you're sitting there in a funk, trying to figure out what's next, deciding if you want to switch, pivot, or quit, I can almost guarantee you that your days are not as happy as they could be. You're not living, you don't feel like you're living to your full potential. You don't feel like your star is shining as bright as it could be. So we want to get you there. You want to be at the place where you're shining bright. You want to be at the place where you're living up to your full potential. You want to be at the place where you feel like you can own your voice. You're taking your chances. You're proud of the progress you've made. You're happy with your day to day. So that is why you do the things that you need to do to serve you, and then you can serve everyone else later. If you are thinking of taking a chance, and maybe even a big chance, a big risk, and is giving you a little anxiety, and you're not quite sure, I definitely recommend that you follow this process and see where you net out. And I also want you to identify the first steps to doing what it is you want to do with taking this chance. Identify those first steps, then give yourself a deadline. Once you have some of the steps and a deadline, it'll make it seem just a bit more approachable. And that's what we want. Whether it be you're thinking about moving to a new city, new country even, you're thinking about taking a new job, you're thinking about switching your industry altogether, you're thinking about, I don't know, it could even be divorcing your partner. Whatever it is, identify the first steps to doing it and then give yourself a deadline. That will also make it feel more real for you as well. And the last, the very, very last thing that I want to share with you guys is that we have to recognize that daily we take more chances than we could ever really understand. Just getting up and walking outside of your house, opening your door, is you taking a chance. It's taking a chance that you're going to survive. You know, it's taking a chance that nothing bad's going to happen to you. It's taking a chance that you're going to have a great day versus having a horrible day. When you go and you walk into any establishment, you're taking a chance. You're taking a chance that the place won't get robbed. Anything. There's all these negatives that could happen, but there's also all these positives that could happen. And daily we take chances and we roll the dice on our odds of the positive happening over the negative. And usually it works out in our favor. Usually the positive happens. So reflect on that for a second. And just boost your confidence and realize that you're taking bigger chances than you even recognize daily. So this big chance that you want to take, it may be highlighted more because of the chance that you're taking. It's not the more minor, small day-to-day chances, but hey, you're taking chances daily. You've been doing great at it thus far. You're going to keep doing great at it, and just get out there and live your life out loud and take those chances. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. If you are enjoying this podcast, if it's your first time listening, welcome. And if you enjoyed this episode, or if you have been enjoying past episodes, make sure that if you're listening on iTunes, you head over to the rate and review section. And if it's on your phone and you're listening on your phone, just scroll all the way down, head over there. Rate and leave a comment and review this podcast. Also, be sure to share with a few friends that you think could potentially use the information, the goodies, the insights that are distributed via our lovely Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. This episode of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast is brought to you by the Switch, Pivot, or Quit SPQ Strategy Sessions. If you are looking to make a change in your personal, professional life and you just kind of stuck on what's next. How do I get started? What do I do? I need to talk this through with someone. I need some tools. I need some encouragement. I need some ideas. I need some resources. I need solutions. If you are feeling like that, the Switch, Pivot, or Quit strategy sessions are perfect for you. Head over to switchpivotorquit.com and book your session today. As always, keep killing it. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and I will chat with you next week.